We're going to talk this morning now about a terrible thing that's happened to a young couple. The wedding plans of a County Antrim bride-to-be have been thrown into chaos after the shop where she ordered and paid for her bridesmaid dresses went into administration. Isabel Love, which is based on the New Forge Road in Moira, is now in the hands of the official receiver. Julie Andrews from Ballymena and her fiancé Denver have been together for 9 years and have spent the last year working hard and saving hard for their big day. But Julie's been telling our reporter Lisa McAllister the news came totally out of the blue.
I came home and there was post sitting for me and opened the letter and I was reading it and I was in disbelief. I was like, is this a joke? And I was just explaining that more or less the company had went bust and my bridesmaid dresses, I wouldn't be able to get them.
Planning your wedding, it's such a big deal. It's so expensive and so much stress. This must have just knocked you for six.
Yeah, I was literally in disbelief. And then at this, I didn't even think about the cost at the start. I just automatically thought, am I going to be able to get these dresses? The dress, like the theme, the colour of the wedding's based around the dresses and all. And I panicked thinking, am I going to be able to even get the dresses?
When did you order them from Isabel Love?
We ordered them at the end of July and paid a £400 deposit to them at the end of July. We need alterations done on all three dresses and we wanted to give plenty of time to get the alterations and stuff done so we weren't panicking at the end. So we definitely expect all of the dresses to be in before Christmas. We were told that by Isabel Love, they'd be in before Christmas. I'm at the stage now just worrying about getting the dresses. Yes, it's annoying you've lost the money, but it's about getting your dresses for your day.
How much have you lost altogether then?
£400. I paid them a deposit of £400.
And that's just gone?
Yes, I was told if no chance of getting it back, that's gone.
Has it really taken the shine off this part of the wedding? Because the planning's all part of it, isn't it?
I don't want it to let me annoy me too much, but it's just very distressing when something like this pops up near the time of your wedding. You know, everybody tells you at the start, get your dresses ordered soon so that you've got plenty of time. And then when you get to this stage and you don't have time, then you just start to panic, thinking, are you going to get the dresses?
Rachel, you're one of the bridesmaids. You've obviously been counselling the bride. How did it affect Julie?
She was very, very distressed last night when she got the letter. And it's really, really sickening to even think about other brides out there as well that has maybe lost more than what Julie's lost. But unfortunately, I don't think anything's going to be able to be done about it.
That's the point, isn't it? That Julie has three bridesmaids' dresses ordered that the wedding theme and style and colour is planned around. But I suppose there might be brides out there whose wedding dresses might not arrive.
Yeah, definitely. Like, people search for months and months to try and get the right dress, and then whenever they do finally get it, you know, they put it at the back of their mind because they've paid their deposit and they're happy and expect everything to come.
You went with Julie that night to Isabel Love, obviously, as one of the bridesmaids, and she handed over that £400 that, by all accounts, she might as well have set fire to, or certainly blew in Dubai when you guys were on your hen week.
Yeah, we might as well have done that. I wish we had have. Yeah, I was there and not a problem. The receipt was written out. It's normal. Yes, girls, that'll be in before, definitely before Christmas, probably after Halloween, before Christmas.
Julie, I'm looking at the letter and in the last line, Isabel Love say that they can only apologise that this has happened. And I'll let you read the rest.
And wish you the very best for your big day. I actually laughed when I read that. I thought, is this a joke? Now I just have to laugh or you'll cry.
What will you do if you are told that there's no chance of the dresses you want being here in time?
I haven't even contemplated that at all. My fiancé said to me last night, what if you can't get this dress? And I goes, no, but I want that dress. And he kept repeating it, but what if you can't get it? I just won't contemplate another dress. I've searched around the country and that's the dress I've picked.
What's your message to Isabel Love today, Julie?
I'm just very, very disappointed, not just for myself, but I'm concerned about other brides.
That's bride-to-be Julie Andrews and bridesmaid Rachel, speaking to our reporter Lisa McAllister. If this is something that's affected you as well, do let us know, 08459 555 678. The last thing I'm sure that Julie and Rachel need in the build-up to the big day. The Department of Enterprise has confirmed the business was wound up on the 25th of October. It said the director of the business wrote to customers who had submitted orders and paid deposits and advised them of which supplier their orders had been placed with. The customers could then in turn speak with the suppliers to see if their orders could be completed. Customers can make a claim to the insolvency service, but on current information, no money would be paid.